discussing, I guess, the Kiddush and Havdalah series. So we'll begin with Kiddush. So the Torah tells us, next week's Parsha, one of the Aseret HaDibros, Zohar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. And so, how does one, so therefore the mitzvah of Kiddush is done through Zohar. So what does Zohar mean? So maybe if I just come home from shore Friday night, come to the table, think about it, then that's it. I'll think about Shabbos, and that will be it. Is that enough just to remember, or whatever remember means? So it's a sifra in Bichu Kosai, which writes, Yachol Bilibo, I might think if this means in heart, when it says Zohar, because to remember, Keshu Omer, Shomar, so Shomar is Shmir Belev, Mani Makayim Zohar, Shatei Shona Beficha. So we have a Sifra that says that it's not enough to think about, hear her, as we'll see, as a prima gunna in Shita, that writes to fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush through hear her, through Zechira alone. We don't pass in that way, but there is a Shita. But here the Sifra says explicitly that Sheshona Beficha. In fact, and we'll see the Minchas Chinuch is Medayik from the Rambam that way as well, that it's not enough just to think about it, but you need at least Bidvarim. As the Rambam writes, you need Kiddush Bidvarim. So the Minchas Chinuch writes, we see, you know, he's coming to exclude hearer, that it's not enough just to think about it, you have to actually say it. So that's, and in fact we have similar drushes, let's say by Zechira Samalek, or other type of Zechira. The Gemara Megill on Daf Yud Ches. By Zechira Samalek, it says Zechira, and it says Lo Sishkach. So again, so the Gemara says Yachol Belev. No, that's Lo Sishkach. What is Zachar? Come to teach me Zachar Bapeh. So similar to when the Torah has a mitzvah of Zachar, it's not enough just to remember it internally, but one has to actually verbalize the Yenei B'Dvarim. So that's the Sifra by Kiddush, that it's not enough on Friday night to think about the Kedusha Shabbos. You have to actually say something B'Dvarim, and that's the mitzvah of Kiddush. So it's clearly a mitzvah in that Torah of reciting Kiddush. It's not enough Zechira B'Lev. The question is, what part of Kiddush is Daraisa? In other words, there's three components to the Kiddush. There's one is the Kiddush B'Dvarim, actually saying the words. That's one component. Secondly, Zochreil al Hayayin, as the Gemara Mesachim tells us, that you do it over a cup of wine. So it's not enough to say the words, but I say it holding a cup of wine. And there's a third component, drinking the wine. The Gemara in Erevin, Dav Mem Amabez, Hamavarach Sarach Sheyitom. So we have three components to Kiddush. It's factually, there's the actual reciting words, there's holding a cup of wine when I'm reciting these words, and it's actually drinking of the wine. So how much, if not all, are components of the Raisa, what's the Rabbanan? So when the Torah says I have to make Kiddush, what do they mean? What's the biblical halacha? What's the mitzvah in our Torah? And what's only Chayav Midrabbanan? So there's a Gemara in Nazir, seems to be a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, in terms of how to learn the Gemara. The Rambam sheet is clear. The Rambam writes in Perach of Pesach HaShabbos that Kiddush is Bidvarim, that you have to mention Zechira Shevach, special words about Shabbos, the Peh. So according to the Rambam, clearly only number one is Minat Torah. Kiddush Bidvarim is all you need Minat Torah. Over a cup of wine and drinking is only a Din Drabanan. There's interesting Machlokas in Gemara Nazir between Rashi, I don't know if it's really Rashi, but the Mefarash versus Tosis over there, how you learn a very cryptic Gemara. Gemara over there is talking about a Nazir. So it says, by a Nazir, Yayim v'sheicha yasi, we know one of the prohibitions is a Nazir can't drink wine. And the Gemara over there has a drasha, Yayim mitzvah k'yayin rishus, and it applies to all Yayim. So the Gemara says, what's an example of a Yayin mitzvah? The Gemara over there says, Kiddusha v'havdola. Kiddush v'Havdalah are examples of a Yayin mitzvah. The Gemara says, Mushba v'Omeid Mehar Sinai. There's a principle that, if, in other words, we have a principle that every Jew took an oath on Har Sinai that we're accepting the Torah. So, Mushba v'Omeid Mehar Sinai is, so the question is, how do you, what's the Gemara saying here? So, in other words, the question is, can a Nazir make Kiddush? If you're a Nazir, can you make Kiddush over wine? So according to Rashi, or the Mefurish, however you want to learn it, a Nazir, that's what the Gemara is saying, is that it's when a Nazir takes on Nazirus Yayin, by definition he's excluding Kiddush v'Havdalah, at least what is the Kiddush anyway.
Is that because a Nazir cannot go against
the... Right, so he's learning Mushba. He's saying it's Nishba Lovato, it's a Mishba, it doesn't work. But the Kiddush of Rashi, what do we see from this Rashi is, Rashi is learning that drinking the wine is also Din Min HaTorah. Because what's the problem for Nazir? Let a Nazir, according to the Rambam, the old Kiddush is only B'dvarim, or even door number two, over a cup of wine. So what's the problem with the Nazir making it? In other words,
just won't drink it.
Yeah, give it to someone else to drink. Because the one who makes the Kiddush should drink the appropriate amount, Ro Revius. But then if not, then at least someone else. If you don't want to drink the wine, give it to someone else who drinks the Ro Revius. And if not, the third sheet, which is also okay, is Shtiyas Kula Mistarfin. You give a little like people do. The guy takes a little drink, he sends it around the room, and everyone drinks, so that's enough. That's also, we assume, is good. But L'chatchila, a person drinks it himself or gives it to someone else. So Rashi is learning that not only is making the Kiddush and over a cup of wine daraisa, but the actual drinking, because he says it's clearly that a Nazir never intended, it was clearly excluded that when he got to, you know, Kiddush v'Havdalah, we'll just stick to Kiddush for now. And therefore, he says a Nazir, Rashi would paskin, the Mefurish, whoever it is, would say that a Nazir would make Kiddush. Clearly, Tosis and Nazir right over there disagrees and says, no, the Gemara is a bit me of Mushma, but only Har Sinai. It's nothing to do with that, because only Kiddush Vidvarim, Tosis and Nazir learns, is like the Rambam, is Minat Torah. And maybe, you know, Al Hayai, and maybe over a cup of wine. So there's...
Gemara saying, according to
Tosis. Right, according to Tosis, learning the Gemara, no, that of course a Nazir can't... Of course, the Nazir can't drink the wine. The Nazir, according to Tosis, the Nazir cannot drink the wine of Kiddush.
Oh, the Gemara's just entertaining. Maybe.
Yeah, he's saying he's rejected.
Could, yes, drink the.
Right, that's what the Gemara is saying. He learns Mushba Lomar Sinai, it's a bitmia, the Nazir cannot drink wine of Kiddush and Havdalah. Why? Because Tosis is assuming that's only a Dindar Rabbanan. So if you have a Dindar Raisa of Nazirit, so a Mitzvah Rabbanan of drinking wine is not going to override. The way Rashi, the Chiddush of Rashi is, well, number first, that even the Tima, the drinking of the Shtiyas HaYayin, is also Din Daraisa. So the three Shtiyas...
I find Tosfos a little odd. I mean, why would the Gemara even entertain it if it's the Rabbanan? Why would the Gemara entertain that possibility?
No, you have to see, you have to go through the Gemara, but the Gemara is the Gemara called to Pasuk, so the whole question is, why do we need a Pasuk for? Why do I need a Pasuk to tell me this so those... So the Gemara goes through the thesis. Except, you know, I didn't normally call it the Gemara. I'm saying, but I'm just giving you the what comes out from Rashi and Tosis, which is a major machlokas Rishonim. So we have the Rambam Shita and another Rishonim that only Kiddush Bidvaram is Daraisa.
So what's Tosis' explanation? So if it's not Daraisa, then what is it?
No, that's the Rabbanan, and therefore Nazir. Dechel Ayayin is only not smachta, and he says, and even if you tell me our kos is the right
Mushba Lomar Sinai.
No, the Gemara is asking it's a bitmia. It's a bitmia, Mushba Lomar Sinai, just the technical way as to how Rashi and Tosis learn the Gemara. What comes out from there is you have the three shitas, Rambam and the Tosis and Nazir, that just Kiddush Bidvarim is the Raisa. You have Tosis and Shvuas, that Kiddush Ayayin is the Raisa, but the Teim is only Drabbanan. It's a Chaf HaMebeis on Shavuot. And you have the Rashi, the Mefarish, and Nazir, that give on Mebeis, even the Teim. So one not to me is what
he has a question I want to go back to. you can't make a neder, you can't be a nazir, you can't do any shvua that is connected to doraisa. So what about if you learn this gemara a little differently? Right? What happens if you use it the other way? Which means that you could see from here that since if in fact wine was in fact not part of the kiddush, right? It's not part of.
If you're assuming kiddush is yayin only the only bedvarim is min haTorah.
Yeah.
Well, no, use it the other way around. The fact that if a nazir were to say that he wants to say that he's becoming a nazir. So what is this halacha for kiddush in general? So if the fact is that we say that he does have to make kiddush, it means it proves that I'm going the other way. I'm proving
right.
Now from here that in fact because we know that you can't be ma'akir a mitzvah d'oraisa,
uh-huh.
right? So therefore, if he's going to make kiddush, it proves that it's actually
like
the shvia will be a drabana.
If he can't make kiddush, or if he
can't make kiddush, if he drinks the wine,
right.
it must mean that it's a derabbanan because you cannot be ma'akir a mitzvah doraisa. Another can't say a person can't make a shvua. I'm not going to put on tefillin.
Right.
Right. That's
true. No, that's how Rashi's saying also. That's how Rashi's tells us words the Gemara differently. It's a bitmi. In other words, Rashi learns it's like nishbala mitzvah. It's meaningless. It clearly doesn't include yayin and kiddush because those are dindaraisa. And that's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosis learns the Gemara totally different. He quotes Rashi and he rejects it. It's not what it means because Tosis. It all depends on what your Tosis assumption is. That kiddush al yayin isn't a raita, or the definitely not the te'ima.
Right.
So therefore, that's why he has to learn the Gemara as a bitmiya.
So according to Rashi, it comes out that the drinking of the wine is a drabana.
No, according to Rashi, it's a deraita. That's why.
I read it the other way around. Okay, you're saying that it comes out as a deraita, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying learn it that it's a drabana. Prove that from here that no, that drinking that the nazir couldn't be ma'akir a mitzvah deraita. Therefore, the drinking of the wine must be a drabana.
Well, that's the question.
Then how could he drink wine if it's he's saying the whole neder didn't take effect and therefore it's meaningless.
Right.
Right, but that's not how the Gemara learns it, right. It's a logical possibility. That's not what Rashi is saying.
It comes out the exact opposite. It comes out that according to that, then you're showing from Rashi, the fact that you're allowing him to drink the wine shows that it's a that the wine is a drabbana.
No, right now, logically, I hear what you're saying, but that's not the way Rashi's saying, but right. But
so according to Rashi, lechatchila, then a nazir makes kiddush.
Yeah, right. Rov Rishonim are against. We are passing not like Rashi. Rov Rishonim assume not the way because we assume that drinking the actual wine isn't the raita. But it's only sheath is the Rashi and nazir, which is Rov Rishonim say no that a nazir cannot drink the wine of kiddush. Right. No. Like what you're saying is true. Logically, I thought about that also, but it's not what Rashi's saying.
Right.
Where does, if you don't have wine, you're not being kiddush of something else.
Right.
So where does that come in? Because then is the mitzvah drinking of the wine?
Okay.
Because it's not wine. So
no, right. That's one of the rayas. We see that's a ritva. It's the ritva in points I was going to get to it, but I'll mention it right now since you brought it up. In other words, one of the rayas they bring is there's a sugya in Shabbos on Chaf. Chav Gimel, Chav Talad, the famous Gemara about it's not a 21st century shayla, fortunately, but when you're afflicted with poverty, so the Gemara gives you a choice. The Gemara says you only have enough money to buy near Shabbos, candles for Shabbos, or near Chanukah. It's one of the Chanukah figures never got to do. Near Chanukah. So what do you do? And Kiddush Alayayin, it says. The choice is you only have enough money to buy either wine for Kiddush, or near Chanukah, or near Shabbos. The Gemara says near Shabbos, Shalom Bayis.
Yeah.
And then the Gemara goes on, what about then near Hanukkah versus Kiddush Alayayin? The Gemara that already goes back and forth because one hand, one has presuming Nisa, one has publicizing the miracle, and one has Tadir. Tadir, is more frequent. So Gemara concludes the other is near Shabbos, near Hanukkah because presuming Nisa, and then Kiddush Alayayin. So the Ran over there adds, and there's a Ritva, is why didn't the Gemara just say why didn't Kiddush win because Kiddush is Daraisa? In other words, what do you mean? What are we talking about Tadir or all these things? If Chanukah, let's assume near Shabbos is only Drabanan also, and And definitely Der Chanuk is only Drabbanan. So what's the Shiloh? Kiddush is Daraisa. So the Rishonim right, Enoch and Nami. That's because since you could Makadish Ala Pas. So we'll see, I'll get into it more when I go into Kiddush. Like Friday night, if you don't have wine, you make it over bread. So you do like you bake that, you just make it over, you put the hamotzi in place, you wash before Kiddush. And like some Yekis do differently, they wash anyway before.
Yeah.
I like that way practically, you don't have to get up twice, but that's not my minhag. But they do associate with the hamotzi. You do that or not? No.
You do that?
No.
You're not authentic.
Starting in
there? Right, so what they do is they call, Kiddush Shabbos morning, we'll do Chamar Medina. We'll get into that. That's the proof they say. Kiddush Al Yayin is only Drabbanan, because if Kiddush Al Yayin was Daraisa, then it should take precedence over the other two. That's all right, but we'll get to that. So that's the three shitas. So one nafkamina would be whether a Nazir could actually drink the wine. The way we're learning is that according to Rashi, if the mitzvah of drinking wine is Daraisa, so a Nazir could still make Kiddush and drink the wine. According to Rav Rishonim, we assume not that way. Another nafkamina would be along these lines is that it's also in the same advice is quoted, and it's a Magen Avraham based on the Rambam. We generally assume, like the Rambam, that the mitzvah of Kiddush is bedvarim, the mitzvah in HaTorah. The biblical mitzvah is when you say it over words. So, in fact, there's a famous Magen Avraham. The reason I'm wearing my hat is I got my yarmulke in the car, if you're wondering. So the mitzvah of Kiddush Bidvarim is Minat Torah. So the Magen Avraham says, based on that, one fulfills the mitzvah d'oraisa when they daven Friday night in Ma'ariv, in the bracha of Makadish HaShabbos, based on the Rambam, it's Kiddush Bidvarim. So you fulfill your mitzvah Minat Torah in Kiddush. So where's the Magen Avraham? What's the Magen Avraham's raya? How does he know this is true? So he says, because what do we do when Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos? We're having this coming year, or we just had, or both. Mm-hmm. But Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos, what do we do for Kiddush day? What do we do Friday night? We have a chiyuv to make. It's a separate question whether a chiyuv Kiddush on Yom Kippur. But the much bigger shaila is, when Yom Kippur Shachol B'Shabbos, even if Yom Kippur itself is a Mechayev and Kiddush, Shabbos is. So what do we do about Kiddush Friday night? So, but the Magen Avraham says, that's the Raya, that's how do I did like when Yom Kippur Shachol B'Shabbos, we fulfill our mitzvah in our Kiddush in our Yom Kippur Friday night davening, so too, it works all year round. It's only Midrabanan, we do it over a cup of wine. However, according to Rashi Shittiz, you could argue maybe there is no chiyuv kiddush. If you hold that's assuming that Rashi and all three have to go together.
Yeah,
but I'm saying right.
You can't split.
Right, but you can't split them up. That's how the Tosfos Harid seems to assume that he writes that assumption. He doesn't learn like Rashi, but he writes according to those shitas that kiddush al yayin is daraisa. So then maybe there's no chiyuv of kiddush on Yom Kippur. Perhaps so besides the nafkamina of the nazir making kiddush and drinking wine, the shaila is right. I don't know. So Yom Kippur shachol b'Shabbos, whether there's a mitzvah making kiddush at all. So we assume, like the Magen Avraham, that you fulfill your mitzvah of kiddush, just like you do on Yom Kippur night and Friday night, you fulfill it. You fulfill your mitzvah of kiddush in davening. Right. So also we assume that the Magen Avraham, we assume that all week long, all year long, that every Friday night, and that's why he points out mitzvah sriches kavana. I mean, for sure Yom Kippur, you'll have to have in mind that you're fulfilling Friday night when you're davening the Friday night davening. Well, Yom Kippur, mitzvah sriches kavana, kiddush is a mitzvah min haTorah. One has to have kavana that he's fulfilling his mitzvah of kiddush. You know, if you do it all week, all year round, every week, then we'll assume Stam, you have Kavanah, but we'll get into if we do have that Kavanah all year round, but that's what the Magen Avraham writes, that my right is Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos, the same way you fulfill your Mitzvah and Torah of Kiddush then, it's the same way you do it, and according to Rashi, there would be, perhaps one could argue that Yom Kippur Shechol B'Shabbos, there is no Mitzvah of Kiddush, right?
Doesn't the Magen Avraham say somewhere else that once they have the Takana, that you have to have it all Yayin? So then you can, that is the only way to fulfill
it. That'll be a prima gada. Yeah, we're going to get.
Oh, okay.
You can never be Yosei in any other way.
Right.
And
that's the question. We'll get into that probably next week. But the question is, when you have a mitzvah in HaTorah of Kiddush, and then the Chacham gave different components to the mitzvah, so now what, can I still do the mitzvah in HaTorah its own independent way? I know that once the Chacham said I have to do it over a cup of wine, so I can't do it in one. Yeah. So clearly the rabbis on Yom Kippur never had the takana of doing it our code. So therefore, Yom Kippur won't be a problem. But the question will be all year round. If according working with the Magen Avraham's assumption, then that's what we'll have to get into. But that's,
and
yeah.
Tas works the same way, or Tas is already built into the Kiddush. That's already an option.
You mean like according to Rashi, if you don't have wine?
Yeah, if you don't have wine.
Right, so it's a good question. It's a pashas, and it's probably, maybe lechem, unless he learns the chay al yayin, it's dafka yayin. I mean, one could, bread should be the same.
According to Rashi,
right,
if you had bread, you didn't have wine, maybe he wouldn't make kiddush at all, even though you had bread. There's a possibility, according to Rashi, according to what Lez is saying, that if you didn't have any wine or grape juice, but you did have challah, you wouldn't make kiddush at all.
Right, it's a possibility. I think Rashi would go with the bread, but it's a possibility within Rashi.
Unless it's in the Kiddush itself that allows pots, so therefore it's part of. You're not going to be...
Right, because it says, okay, well, yeah, I am here, so we assume it's Tafka or Lav Tafka. Right, so according to Rashi, one could argue that it's Tafka wine, and maybe if you don't have wine, then maybe Rashi Shita would be... that
Kiddush?
Yeah. it's if you're an honest, what could you do? It wouldn't be that they're over in Aveira, but you're right. So that'd be an interesting question according to Rabbi Halacha. We don't assume like Rashi, so it's not a problem. So another interesting discussion comes out is there's a Gemara in Bracha from Daf Nun Aleph about the Seder HaKiddush. What is the order? The Gemara quotes a Machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai and what the order of Kiddush is Friday night. Do we make the bracha on the yom, on the Kedushas Hayom first, or do we make the bracha al Hayayin first? So the Beis Shammai says, Mavarach al Hayom, Va'achachach Mavarach al Hayayin. So Beis Shammai sheet is, not the way you do, or not the way I do, you first make the bracha on the Kedushas Hayom, and afterwards you make the bracha on the wine. Shehayom goreim liyayin sheyavo, because the day itself causes the wine to come. That's Beis Shammai. I'm just reading the Gemara. Beis Hillel says Mavarach al Hayayin, then Achachach Yom, because Yayin going with Kedusha, because the Kiddush is the first thing you do. Or the Gemara gets another answer: Tadir v'sheino Tadir Kodem. That the Bracha Boi Priagafen is more Tadir than the Kedusha Hayom. So therefore, that's Beis Hillel. So the Pnei Yehoshua and the Tzvach have an interesting question. Beis Shammai makes more sense. Well, according to Rashi, I can't say that. Because Rashi holds that even drinking the wine is the right stuff. But according to Elie Paskin, according to Rov Rishonim, that Kiddush Bidvarim, Kiddush Min HaTorah is with words alone, and the wine is only Drabanan, so Beis Shammai makes sense. Kedushas Hayom is the right stuff, that's the Kiddush Bidvarim, and the Bori Priyagafen, it is only a din derabanan, so we should be mocked in the deraisa before derabanan. That's the Pnei Yehoshua's kasha. Why don't Beis Shammai make sense? Because if we assume like we paskin that Kiddush Bidvarim is deraisa, so therefore it makes sense to be mocked in the mitzvah, the deraisa part before the derabanan part. So therefore, what forces the Slach, the Noda Behuda, to conclude is that's my raya, like the Magen Avraham says. So we see no. We already yotze. You're right. He's assuming the assumption would be true, but he has the wrong assumption. Since we daven ma'ariv already, so we already were yotze and mitzvah in our Torah on the bracha makadosh Shabbos Friday night at home or in shul wherever you're davening. So when you come home, our coast, they're both only a din d'rabbanan. You have two dinim d'rabbanan. So then you say tadir v'sheino tadir. But he agrees with the assumption that if Kedushas Hayom was deraisa, it would, in fact, the Slach has a tremendous Kiddush lahalacha. If, for every reason, a person, let's say a woman, who doesn't, let's say many women don't have a Ma'ariv, and let's assume, and we know, and a woman is Chayiv in Kiddush Min HaTorah, that's the Gemara Is that what many women do or don't?
I don't know of any women who don't.
Who don't do it. So the assumption is the Gemara and Brachas, the Nasha Machayev and Kiddush. That's the Gemara and Brachas, Chav on the Beis, called Sheyeshim Bishmi Yeshim Chiyasar Machokas. Everyone agrees a woman is Chayev and Kiddush just like a man. So that's clear. So the Chlach is a big Kiddush. If a woman's meaning is not the Davon Bayrim, and she's going to make the Kiddush, she should make Kedushas Hayom, she should follow Beis Shammai. She should make the Brach on Kedushas Hayom first, and then vote, because the whole issue only applies to the votes of Rabbanim. And in fact, and that's the Slach Kiddush.
And if you're assuming that we pass them like this Mug and Abram.
Right, which is a good assumption, right. That we pass the Mug and Abram, the Yotzi and Tfil, right. That in fact, we do pass the Yotzi with Dvar, right. Whether Shimon Esrei is going to be a good one, I will get to, right. That's a double assumption, right. The Slach has a Kiddush, Agabi Kiddush. And therefore he says also, if a man also would be the same, but it's more of a Hecha Timsa to find out of a woman. But what do we see from this assumption of the Slach? That Enachinami, that if you have a Deraita, does get Kadima over Dindra Abanan. It's only a technical issue whether you're ready Yotze and Tfil or not. But the principle he's agreeing with, that in a Din Deraita that takes Kadima over Din Drabanan. There comes along the Shagas Aryeh and says, what are you talking about? It's not true. First he quotes to the Shagas Aryeh in Simon Beis. He's talking about Kriyashma. But we'll see the context in a minute. So there's a whole discussion. We know the mitzvah, the machlokes in the Gemara, whether Kriyashma is Deraita, Drabanan. We paskin Kriyashma is Deraita. Four shitas on how much of Kriyat Shema is Deraita. Is it Pasuk Rishon only? Is it also Parasha Rishona? Is it also Parasha Shnia? Also three Parashas. Whole discussion, the first stop in Brachas, Rashi and Tosis, we're not going into now, but those are the four shitas in terms of how much, we assume Kriyat Shema is Deraita. How much of Kriyat Shema is Deraita? That's a major Machlokes Rishonim and Poskim. So the Pre-Chadash is, he assumes that the two Parashas of Kriyat Shema is Deraita. What's his raya? Because it's the Gemara in Brachas on David Gimel, which says, Rishua ben Karcha asks, Rama Kadma Parsha Shema, why do we read Shema before Vahaya in Shema? Kadesh Yikabalav O Machos Shemayim, that we first should accept Kabbalah O Machos Shemayim before we accept Kabbalah O Mitzvah. That's the Gemara. While we read Parsha Rishona before Parsha Shema. So the Pre-Chadash says, if the second parasha of Shema was only Derabbanan, and the first parasha was Deraita, what do I need this reason? Of course, it's a milsa de pshita, that if parasha Rishon is Deraita, and parasha She is Derabbanan, of course you're going to do parasha Rishon. And the fact that Gemara had to give another answer, that's my right, that's my proof, that both parashas are Deraita. So the Shagas, so that's the pre-chadash. That's the same Yisod as the Slach, that he's assuming in terms of Kadima that a mitzvah deraita takes Kadima over a din d'rabbanan. So comes along the Shagas Aryeh and says, what are you talking about? Even if Parsha Shni is d'rabbanan, you still need that reason. The Shagas Aryeh is saying it's not necessarily true that a mitzvah deraita has Kadima over a mitzvah d'rabbanan. In fact, what's my raya? Kiddush every Friday night. What's my raya? Bari Priya Gafin is only a din d'rabbanan, Kiddush Alayayin. Kiddush Hayom is a din d'raita. And nevertheless, we make Bari Priya Gafin first. So we see, and he's obviously making, he's working with those assumptions, you're not Yotzi and Tfila, whatever. And therefore, he says, we see from here, that's the Shagas Aryeh's raya. We see from Kiddush that a mitzvah d'rabbanan, Bari Priya Gafin, even though it's only Drabbanan, Kiddush Alayayin, still we go with Tadir over the Din Deraita of Kiddushas Hayom. There's a major Machlokes Achronim on this principle. Whether you say, by definition, a Din Deraita automatically gets Kadima. That's the way the Slach assumed in the Pre-Chadash, and the Shagas Aryeh says no way. In fact, the Shagas Aryeh, later on in Simichaf Beis, Chaf Gimel, he also talks about a very common Shaila, of let's say when you have you daven in shul early, and even if you don't, but you have to say Kriyashma later on. So yeah, let's say you have Kriyashma versus Birkat HaMazon. You know, you started your meal, the heter, it's okay. So therefore, he says Kriyashma because it's Tadir. Maybe someone eats bread four times a day, he maybe benching his Tadir. So the Shagadari has no, that's a, when we say Tadir, it has to be a Tadir Shalchova. That's something called Matzoi. If someone eats four times a day, it's Matzoi, but it's not a, the dinner of Tadir has to be, so he says, the Lach is first Kriyashma, then Birkat HaMazon. Then he said, what about during the Sviras HaOmer period? He's assuming Sviras HaOmer is the Rabbanan, which is a whole discussion. But if you have a choice between he's assuming Birkat HaMazon is the Raisa versus Sviras HaOmer. So he has a Chiddush. He says, if it's Shabbos, then it's a Chiyav Suda, so it's a Birkat HaMazon, so it's a Tadah Shachover. Then he says you have to bench first. But he says during the week, he says, Eza Kodem Shigirtsa. He says, it doesn't, the Raisa doesn't take, the fact that Birkat HaMazon is the Raisa does not automatically take Kadiva over, he's assuming Sviras HaOmer is the Rabbanan. So again, so this is a major Machlokes, the Shagas Aryeh versus the Schlach and others on this principle. And that's totally how you learn this Gemara. In other words, that's his whole Raya, his Raya is from what we're talking about, Kiddush. He says, the fact that we make Boer Priyagopin, and he's assuming this is, you're fulfilling your mitzvah the right to right now at the meal, the fact that we make Boer Priyagopin before Kiddushas Hayom is a Raya that we don't automatically say that the Raisa takes Kadima. That, you know, that's dependent on the Shaila.
It's a much stronger proof for him from like Sukkot's Kiddush, where you have the Kiddush is for sure to Rabbanan, you say they should basukkah at the end.
But maybe you have to make Kiddush to they should have a sukkah separate, in other words, that maybe you need to make Kiddush first before you sit in the sukkah. You have to make Kiddush to Yom. In other words, there's certain... I'm saying the Chazal set up Leishe Batsukka, I'm saying is, they set it up, they have to, because Pashas is, right, obviously the person didn't make Kiddush, stand in the Sukkah and Leishe Batsukka, they get the mitzvah in that Torah.
And I can think another argument why Shabbos is no good. Shabbos, you can say the whole thing is one mitzvah.
But here
it's much stronger.
No, the Shagadai is also, well, the question is, whether it's true, it's a further question of whether if you have a couple components of the same mitzvah, whether it's a din of tadir.
Yeah,
right, that's the whole question, whether that gets it right. It's a whole separate on tadir, what, when.
But on Sukkot, it's the, kind of, well, right, you may be avoiding that somewhat.
Right, I'm just saying it, but he's saying the fact, right, but that's here. See, here already he's talking within the mitzvah of Kiddush. Reishi about Sukkot isn't a mitzvah of Kiddush,
right.
Chazal put it into the Kiddush, right, that's why.
So it'd be a stronger proof.
No, I'm saying it wouldn't necessarily, I'm saying we assume the first thing we do is we make Kiddush. That's the reason why, because that's the whole reason why we cover the bread. In other words, normally we make hamotzi. We need it, that's what they say. The yayin brings in the kedusha. I'm just saying is...
So you need
the... Right, I'm just saying to the leishi about sukkah is a separate point. Right, again, but that's the issue in terms of that issue.
The Shagas Aryeh totally does not hold at all of the rice of having kedusha.
Right, he's saying it's not necessarily the fact that it's something... You can't bring me a raya. The fact that something is a mitzvah in HaTorah does not automatically mean a raya. Kiddush, he's assuming Kiddush Friday night is my raya.
But Kiddush Friday night is not as good of a raya.
No, it is a raya if you make it your...
No, because you have another variable, meaning...
No, but I agree. It's a good raya for him, because that's his... If I'm assuming those are the facts, I don't care if someone else thinks I think they're wrong. The us who are viewing, I'm not taking one side of... I'm just looking at both sides. So I'm just saying is... The Shagas Aryeh feels he has to do it because he thinks that's the way it is. We're not locked into that, we could agree with the Shagas Aryeh but be choleik on for another reason. We could think we either because we could say you are Yotze in Shemon Esrei or that. I'm saying is work based on his assumption, the logic there, you're right. The different points of his assumption of the Schlach we could disagree on and come out to a different conclusion. I'm saying is his logic is compelling if you As always, like they say, to answer up Rabbi Akiva Eger's question, you always have to change the assumption. In other words, it's hard to answer up Rabbi Akiva's question by saying, okay, this is the answer. You have to change the assumption. In other words, he's assuming this in the question, you're giving another answer. The same thing. In other words, if you change the assumptions, you're right. And obviously we could take apart the Slach, any one of them, and say, well, I think it's the other way, which is true. Rami's point out, based on, he feels you're not Yotzi on Kiddush and Tefillah, whatever the reasons, as we'll see, and then he comes to those conclusions. And that's why, and that point is later, the Magen Avraham assumption that Yotzi Kiddush in Tefillah is a major assumption, that because there's a famous Minchas Chinuch on the mitzvah of Kiddush that says that, what are you talking about? I agree with the Rambam that Yotzi Kiddush b'dvarim. So clearly, according to Rashi or Tosis in Shavuot, there's nothing to talk about, at least if you assume you need Kiddush over a cup of wine and drinking. So the whole assumption is only if you assume all you need is Kiddush b'dvarim. So I'm in because I agree with the Rambam that let's assume in our Torah Kiddush b'dvarim is enough. Even if I make that assumption, I still say it's a no-go because there's a Gemara in Sach on that Kuf Yud Zayin that says to be Yotzi. The Gemara makes a Hekes Zereshava between Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim and Zechiras Shabbat, and the details aren't important, but the conclusion of the Gemara is that to fulfill your mitzvah in our Torah of Kiddush Friday night, you have to mention Zecha Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Minchas here, the last I checked, my Friday night tefillah text, there is no mention in the Shemona Esrei anyway of the Chiyuv Yitzias Mitzrayim. So what do you mean Yotzi? So even if you assume you can't be Makadosh B'dvarim, but you still have to read the text of Kiddush, which says Zecha Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Friday night Shemona Esrei has no mention of the Chiyuv Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the
what? Does it mean Shema?
No, well, at the end, no. Well, the Magen Avraham says Tefillah. That's in the Bir Halacha. We'll have to see. They want to make Soma Gula Tefillah. Maybe you could take Shema, but the Shemona Esrei itself, the Shemona Esrei itself has no mention of, and therefore he says, you're not Yotzi anyway. And in fact, the Kash on the Minchas Chinuch would be as well. Correct. The Kavis would be then, wouldn't be, but on Shabbat Yom Kippur, it wouldn't be a problem. Right, you'd be Yotzi, and if it's in well, and you do mention. Right, the Shai would be not on Yom, the Shai would be on Pesach.
Right,
that would be a good proof, right, that'd be perfect for them, because you mentioned that, and the Yotzi, you mentioned that Torah. Right, the Kash on the Mitzvah would be, what about the other Yom Tovim? Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuot. So, if that's the case, then you are Yotzi. If let's say, Yotzi, Leil Pesach or Leil Sukkot falls out on Shabbat, then you are mentioning Yidavening Shalosh Regalim. So then he would, then you could work. Then he'd have to agree. Then the Magen Avraham's assumptions would be true. And then you could come with the next step. On this point, the Minchas Chinuch is Kash is only on the Shabbat davening, not on the Yom Tov davening.
Because since it's from a Gemara, how come the Magen Avraham doesn't address it or doesn't?
Right, that's the kasha. I mean, it's an explicit Gemara. No one's choik on it. It's a difficult. That's the difficulty. Yes, on the Mahagi, you miss an explicit Gemara. Yes, that's unless he's assuming, that the Kriya Shema you mentioned before, the Samagu with Shiva. That's what the Magen Avraham means. But right, it's difficult that he just left out an explicit. It's a Gemara no one argues on. It's just a Gemara Kuf Yud Zayin.
And it says that you're not Yotzi.
It says it's part of the mitzvah of Kiddush.
Well, part of it. So maybe the ideal way of doing it is...
It's difficult. Which is difficult is that that's only a din d'rabbanan. You could argue that, but it's not. From the Gemara, it's matzah teriyah din d'oraisa. See, the simple reading is a strong kasha. If you want to give a difficult teretz, you can.
The ideal way to do it is with a kos and, drink the kos,
right,
etc. So similarly, the ideal way to do it is to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim, and if you don't, maybe you're still Yotzi.
Right,
that's an alternative.
Exactly, yeah. I'm not saying you'll have to come, right. I'm saying we'll have to come up with something, yeah. I'm saying objectively, the Gemara seems to be a strong kasha on the Magen Avraham. Of course, we could try to give different answers, but the bottom line is after any answer we're going to give, Michal Sinek is kind is right. This Gemara how the monks of Magen Avraham, whether you meant Kriya Shema, whether you're going to say only a dinger, we'll have to come up with some answer. I'm saying, if we're just learning Gemara of Sach and Kuf Yud Zayin, and you didn't know anything else, Okay, so obviously everyone says you need to mention, and in fact, what do we do in our Kiddush? We do mention Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Right.
So, you know, so I'm just saying that, that's what I mean. I'm not disagreeing, you can come up with different answers. Is it 8:20? I can't see.
Yeah.
Yes, I think I better stop here since I don't want to be sure where Achayim is. The first week.
It's been a long time, huh?
Yeah, oh my.